two games from getting back above 500. So.
How much did Thick change things?
Oh, he changed up a whole lot. I mean, it was, you're almost wishing that, you know, they put the other quarterback back in, because chasing Vic around is not fun at all. So, you know, once he comes in the game, you really have to be conscious about how you rush and, you know, where you're giving him to escape. It's tough.
You know, Justin goes down, you break your hand. How tough was it for you and for Pick and for DJ to go the whole route here?
It's real tough, especially towards the end there, you know, because we started getting a lot of snaps. You know, we started getting a little tired, and, you know, my conditioning wasn't as good as it usually is because I was coming off the calf injury, so I didn't have the, you know, conditioning I usually have, so it got tough out there. No, never. That was something new.
How was it with the club?
It limited me some, you know. It took away some of my game because, you know, certain moves that I really couldn't do or do as well. But, you know, I was trying. You know, you had to still try and scratch and claw. And, you know, I still feel like I did some good things out there, and, you know, I had a couple good rushes. But I just gotta try to, you know, hope it heals fast.
How did it happen?
A guy went to cut me, which. Cut blocks are still legal in the NFL, and I got hurt on a cut block, which is still legal in the NFL. So,
but you don't like it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it really doesn't matter what I think about it because it's still legal in the NFL. You know, it's strange. You know, they do a lot of different rule changes to protect people. You know, but it seems like, you know, a cut block, you know, puts you at risk a little bit, but, you know, it's still legal in the NFL, so we just have to deal with it.
How did you do it, though? Like, you were kind of fending him off?
Yeah, I went to put my hands down when he shot at me, and it just, I don't know, it caught it in a weird position. And, you know, I didn't, never really broken anything like this before, so it was weird because I thought it was dislocated or something at first, you know, and I kept pulling at it, you know, trying to pull it out, but, you know, when I pull at it, it felt like it wasn't dislocated, but every time I tried to move it, I could feel it popping and, you know, cracking in there, and I didn't know what the heck was going on, and it didn't hurt like, you know, because I was envisioning if you break something, it's going to hurt like a mug, so, yeah, I didn't think it was broke at first, but I'm just wondering what the heck was going on with it, so I finally came off the field, so I stayed out there for a couple more plays. And I came off and called the trainers over to look at it, and they knew it was broke right away.
Where is it broken in the hand?
It's in the fourth metatarsal, or carpal,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Who cut you?
Left guard.
Herman.
Herman, yeah. Okay.